ISIS Audio presents an unabridged recording of Stigma, written by Thomas Enger and Jörn Leerhorst, translated by Megan Turney and read by James Lely. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Audio. Prologue. Walter Cruz looked down at his watch. 1:14. The house was silent. His mother had gone to bed hours ago, but he hadn't heard his father come in from the shed, so he must have fallen asleep out there. Again. This was just the opportunity Walter had been waiting for. It was time. His hatred had stewed for long enough. After they had returned home from Norway, he had started hearing voices in his head, yelling, barking at him, and they'd only grown louder. Now they were screaming. Walter pushed himself up from the bed and lowered his feet to the cold floor. He swiftly headed into the kitchen and opened the drawer where they kept the knives, took out the sharpest one he could find. It felt heavy in his hand. And suddenly, everything felt foreign. His hands, legs, heart, as if he had taken up residence in another body. Walter didn't bother putting on his coat, even though it was cold and snowing outside. He simply shoved his feet into a pair of tatty old trainers. The rubber soles squeaked as they crossed the stark white yard over to the shed. His breath hung in the cold air like a cloud. The voices urged him forward. The door to his father's woodworking shed was stuck in the frame, as always. For a moment, Walter was afraid that the jerk it took to open it would wake his father, but he found him sitting there in the chair, fast asleep, his head slumped to one side, chin resting on his chest. As always, the cramped little room smelled of sawdust and alcohol. But there was another scent this time, one Walter couldn't quite put his finger on. He didn't close the door behind him, just pulled it to. He stood there for a few moments in the shed, staring down at his father's greying hair, his bulging stomach. His clothes were filthy, shoes coated in white sawdust, a sad excuse for a human being. You'd actually be doing him a favour, Walter thought. And that was almost reason enough not to go through with it. On the table next to his father were sheets of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?